Hello, it's Richard Bleasdale here, and today I'm bringing you another episode of Campaign Asia Creation Stories. And I'm super excited to say that today's episode is based on some amazing work that has just come out in China. We are really, really lucky today to have the client and the agency to talk about this amazing campaign, which is called The Summer of Liangpi. And you will hear as we go along that there's a really interesting double meaning. So let me do some introductions. Firstly, from the client side, we have Chris from Banana Inn. And Chris is the in-house creative director at Banana Inn. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi.
Okay. And joining Chris today is his agency partner, which is a wonderful agency called Godzilla. And today we have Jia Yi, who is one of the co-founders of Godzilla. How are you, Jia Yi?
Nice. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us. We also have Jia Yi's partner, Hexi, who is going to be our... Say again?
Hesky. H-E-S-K-Y.
Hesky. I'm sorry. And joining us today also is Hesky. Jai's partner, who is going to be doing translation for us. So he has a very big challenge ahead. So Chris, I'm going to start with you and ask you if you could tell us a little bit more about why you came to Godzilla with this project. What was the challenge? What was the reason for launching the work?
Chris, 他想问你, 其实是两个问题, 一个是为什么会找我们公司 Godzilla, 第二个问题是, 就是你 这个campaign的目的是什么?
OK, 其实这个campaign的, 我先说第一个吧, 就是双方的合作其实, 跟一类已经第三次合作了, 从那个campaign出街的顺序来说, 就是第三次合作, third cooperation, 然后已经, 所以说是比较熟了, 然后的话, 这一次的话, 其实还是回到, 我们的目标的话, 其实也是比较简单的, 要不我说一句, 你办一句吧, 我帮我说在场,
Okay, so first, why Banana Inc. came to Godzilla? Actually, it's not the first time we work cooperate together. It's the third time we work together. So we are old friends.
Fantastic. And what was the kind of key challenge with this sort of brief from the client perspective?
好，那接下来我就好好讲一下这个 brief 的事儿。 那我还是就是说一段，然后那个，对对对，您这边帮我翻一下。哎，是，没事。第一个就是那个，稍等嘛，我接个电话。喂 ，Hello。
Business call. Hold on a second. Sorry.
No problem. Don't worry.
第一个就是整个市场的大盘，整个防晒的市场是非常高增长的。 然后呢，尤其是疫情过后，其实整个的这种轻户外的需求就非常非常大，增长非常快。因为大家已经，无论是出国还是说去太远的地方是有点担忧的，所以大家会选择城市户外做一个周末放松也好、休闲娱乐也好的一个切入口。所以这个需求是增长非常旺盛的。其实半年前，因为我们做这落这个 brief 是半年前的事儿，那个时候还是一个增长中的状态，就是还没有那么猛，但已经有各方已经有，就市场上已经有很多这样的苗头了。然后大概在半年之后，也就现在是夏天了，然后基本上就佐证了这个事实，就是它增长真的非常快，这个是一个市场背景，对，就是它的增长非常好的。然后呢，基于这个大的市场环境呢，就是在里面就是。 用户的学习，他会有一个增长的过程的，就是他一开始可能是不懂的，但他有这个需求，他有这个防晒的需求，但他不太懂，就好像，很多人就好像怎么说，我打个比方，就是美妆类的，无论是护肤品还是化妆品， 其实他们也是通过一段时间的学习，你看现在有很多女生，其实他们对于化妆品和护肤品的认知和了解其实不会比那些，就是已经很专业了，随便找一个出来说可能都说得出一些成分啊这些东西。那么防晒其实它就处在这么一个增长的过程中，就是用户下一步就会变得非常专业。可是在这一步的市场竞争里面呢，其实是很容易有品牌打价格战的，很容易大家出来打价格战，然后做一些倾销的行为，其实是会打乱市场的。就是这个时候，但是呢这个时候呢，我们觉得我们还是要回到我们品牌的一些最核心的东西，就是体感科学，回到品牌本身去建立一个符号。对，然后如果他好像那个体感科学这个有一个词叫 sense of sense，然后我们回到这个东西的话，去建立我们自己的超级符号凉皮，就我们觉得一开始还是要给到用户好东西，然后回到品牌本身去建立符号性质认知，这样会更重要一点。然后在产品上我们其实也是做到了一个在专业上是有突破的。对，以往的话我们是大部分市面上就是讲防晒防晒防晒防晒防晒，但是我们这边是在产品上首先要有创新，我们才敢说对外去讲，而不是简单的有一个市场机会我们就迎头赶上。所以这一次呢，我们是科学防晒更凉快，在我们所有的产品里面都加入了凉感的科技成分，所以真的是你穿上去会凉快，它会有凉感的，这个是最不一样。就是首先我们还是回到产品创新上，而不是说只是蹭个热点，这不是我们品牌的做事的方法和风格。然后基于这个的话，那我们的 brief 就很清楚了，就是说白了，第一个我们对产品有足够的信心的时候，我们要用什么方式跟用户沟通，换句话说就是怎么说呢，就是how to tell a serious story in a funny way， 这个就是最重要的。
嗯，
就是这么简单，就是它是很严肃的，它是很严肃的一个事情，很专业的一个东西，可是怎么样用一个非常好玩的方式给它讲出来，这个就是我们最核心的 brief。 对，
OK， Wow， that's a lot。 That's I think that there are two main reasons why they bring the why Chris bring the brief to us. From product wise, he mentioned the first is overall talking about the market. The outdoor sports market is I mean, acutely increasing in China. Bear this into mind. The brief it came to us like half years. Before the lockdown, half years ago.
So okay, yeah.
Back then, the outdoor, overall the outdoor, outdoor jacket, outdoor wear market is hugely increased. They want to prepare this kind of product. Secondly, I mean, they predict half years later, this market will, there's a lot of consumer need this kind of product, so they don't want to like after half years join the competition between a price. They want to, they want to shift their strategy that so they positioning there's a lot of marketing words. They try to positioning themselves. They have the label on themselves called a sense of size.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a not, they want to educate the audience, the consumer. Because basically consumer, they don't have a lot of knowledge about the outdoor wear. They're not expert. Before they could become the expert, we want to educate them somehow.
Okay, I understand.
The summer clothes is not just a thin clothes you can get. You probably can get by you buy us. We have some technology. We call it sense of size.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy our product, our jacket, it's not just a thing. It brings you the cool feeling through our technology.
I understand.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very very smart product.
Yeah, it's a very smart product. The third is, that's the brief, but they want to tell the story in a very fun, like Chris said, in a fun and entertaining way to the market. It's summer, right? Summer, it's holiday season, so mm-hmm. it shouldn't be serious.
Mm-hmm.
It should introduce the new, such a great product with technology in a hilarious or funny way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. Thank you, Chris. That was a really interesting full brief, I guess. But it sounds like for the agency, there's a lot for the agency to think about when they get this brief. So then if I turn to you, mm-hmm. so you've received this brief from Banana Inn.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot that they want to do. What does the agency do next? Once you've been briefed by the client, what is your process? What do you do?
我们就是自己回来分析了这个 brief 嘛，觉得这个 brief 主要就是有三点，一个就是它的产品很特别，它不是仅仅的防晒，它是防晒要有那种很凉的体感，还有一个是这个 brief 当中有一个很重要的元素，就是他们的 明星艺人 celebrity 就是王一博，他是中国非常 top 的一个明星，然后本身就是有第二点是，对，王一博就是本身就是有几千万的粉丝量，但同时呢，他又是一年要拍几十支广告，所以我们的广告怎么能够在他其他的代言的广告当中脱颖而出，这个是我们也要考虑的。那还有。 第三点就是怎么让这个产品在上市的时候，它不仅仅是一个产品，它是一个消费者会对它感兴趣、产生话题的东西。这个其实也是我们蛮主要的考虑，主要就是这三点。Okay,
Jai said when we received the brief, there was a three point we are thinking. First of all, it's the product itself is a unique product. It's not just a normal sunproof jacket. It's a sunproof jacket with technology, with a special technology. So mm-hmm. yeah, we need to introduce this amazing technology.
Mm-hmm.
So second of all is the given situation is we have when you watch the video, the young guy in a video, he's not a nobody. He's the top celebrity in China. So imagine he have millions fans in China. Mm-hmm. It's the top mm-hmm. one, and also every year he was a spokesman of over 40 brands in China.
Okay.
So how to make our brand stand out from all the other brands?
Mm.
They all use his face.
Mm.
His name is Wang Yibo. We call him Yibo. So that's the second challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Third challenge is we don't want to do a cliche normal celebrity ads because I mentioned before Chris, in Chris' brief, he want us to make a video or a commercial which can tell the story in an entertaining way.
Mm.
The least thing he want is a normal celebrity ad. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the challenge. We want to create some social buzz with this celebrity, add some talkability. We want people to talk about this. We don't want the audience just watch our video because he's famous. We want to add more value into this.
Okay, I understand. So then talk to me, Jai, if you can, a little bit about this double meaning of Liang Pi and how was that developed and how was it brought in?
Yeah.
你是怎么会想到的？其实你帮我一句话一句吧，
就是其实我们跟客户已经是第三次了，在他们第一次来的时候，我们就注意到他们给产品 命名的方式非常有趣，他们把他们冬天的衣服叫做热皮，然后夏天的叫做凉皮。其实当时我就已经有了这个想法，就是凉皮它同时是中国的一个小吃的一个 nickname。 那这个梗就是我之后也有跟客户说，就是如果我们不玩，那消费者也会玩，我们就是要提前把这个梗玩起来。
OK, first of all, as I mentioned before, we are not it's not our first time to work together, we are old friends. So several times, the first time we met our client, that's an interesting finding. All their product from, all the product from Banana Inc, they come with a very interesting name, like for the jacket, which can... don't say it again.
他们就是 winter 的 jacket, called hot skin.
Okay, so for example, the jacket for winter, they called it...
老张说 Chris.
它是这样子的，就是因为我们是从我补充一下，就是我们是从那个，我们是做体感科学的，然后是从内衣开始的，然后一直，所以我们冬天的保暖的产品叫做热皮 heat skin, 对，然后 heat skin, 然后夏天的我们的名字叫那个凉皮。然后它分别有两个符号，加摄氏度和减摄氏度。
OK,
对，所以这个都是，然后包括我们有一个抗菌的产品，叫银皮，银色的银 ，silver skin。对，因为所以我们的 naming 的方式，它都是接着那个基于人体感的东西来的，因为我们觉得它是触肤的嘛，所以就是跟皮直接有关的。然后我们提供的是一个纺织品。
OK。
所以呢，其实当然这些都是我老板取的名字了。我们的 CEO 他是一个 naming master, 就很喜欢，对，就很有很多概念。然后对，基本上就是我们命名的很多方式都有在里面。
OK, let me try to explain both side. I want to add something. So I still should explain from the agency perspective. So we find it.Every time the client come to us with all their product, surprisingly, they have a very good name. As Chris mentioned, their boss is kind of a master of naming his own product. So like the jacket selling in winter, they call it cool skin. By the way, we are the brand selling, should I say, underwear.Clothing, so like every name, every product name end with the second character is skin.
Skin, I understand.
Yeah, we had the heat skin, we had a cool skin, we also have a silver skin. So all the name is very interesting. So
silver skin is for people with my hair color.
Not for old people. It's a
silver hair.
Silver is a, how to say, it's a...
细菌式的
东西。它是一个抗菌的东西 ,silver skin 是吧？
细菌。
Silver skin.
Silver skin 它是一个叫什么
?Antibacteria.
对，它是一个抗菌的东西。
Antibacteria.
对，它是一个抗菌的东西，对。
对。
Sorry, I interrupted you, asking.
Yeah.So, yeah, we are thinking if we waste such a great name, the consumer, when they saw this, they will play by themselves. So there's no way we drop off it. So we want to play with it. It's such a good name.
Cool. Okay.
Even the first time you launched it, it's the first time the product launch campaign. So.Playing with name is always a good choice.
My next question. So you've developed this thinking and this idea, Jiayi, for the campaign. What did you present to Chris when you made your first presentation?
你帮我翻译一下。 期待了。
那
我们怎么 present 的？
对，怎么 present
的？
我们就是很正常的做了一个 PPT， 我们 draw storyboard present to Chris and his colleague。
Hold on. Should I also explain the pun with this name, the double meaning of this name, or you?
Well, actually, the explanation, if we can, the explanation should come from Jia Yi.
Okay.
If she can explain the double meaning, it would be yes, that would be good.
Okay, 你可以解释一下那个凉皮的 double meaning 吗？
凉皮，它一方面是说凉感的皮肤嘛，是这个 jacket 的名字。同时它也是中国的一个小吃，它中国的有一个叫小吃，用那种绿豆粉做的，也叫凉皮。然后当时然后它就是那个小吃本身很有群众基础，所以我们是觉得如果会吃凉皮的人对凉皮会感兴趣，他们一定会对这个凉皮这个名字感兴趣，所以我们当时的创意就是想要把这两者做一个连接。
Okay, as you know, why we play the word playing, why the reason why we playing the word's name is because, first the product itself is called Cool Skin, which is Liang Pi. So Liang Pi is also a very famous Chinese street food, which people love to eat during summer, because eating Liang Pi will cool them down. So it's a you know, people love Liang Pi. So can we bring the love, same love to our product?
Yeah, understand,
understand. Okay, cool. 我补充一下, there is a story 1 year ago. 就是大概一年前呢，我们为什么取这个名字呢？我补充一下，因为他好像是想知道这个名字的怎么来的，然后什么意思之类的，是吧？我补充一下，那就是一年前呢，就是我们在其实那个时候我们已经瞄准了这个市场，然后我们想去给他，因为我们很喜欢把我们的产品符号化，当我们对有产品很有信心的时候，我们就会把它符号化然后推向市场，然后这是第一个。第二个的话呢，因为我们为了对账，因为冬天有热皮，那夏天就有凉皮，然后呢，当时呢，其实有很多词可以选的，有凉皮，有冷皮，有什么什么的。但是呢，我们选择凉皮是因为，它有点像个玩笑话，因为大家第一反应，大家就会觉得啊，你会不会到时候搜索的时候有问题？你淘宝一搜凉皮，啪一堆出来全吃的。然后呢，但是呢，我们当时觉得说还好，因为它本身有一点幽默在里面，所以我们觉得就是 maybe a joke is a great story。对，就是它也是很好玩的，然后它又是一个非常好的产品，而且大家又听得懂，就 OK 了。对，所以我们觉得就是这个就是它的来源这样，然后它是有大，它是有的，它确实是有大名鼎鼎的。
OK，
就是说凉皮原来还有一个名字叫冷皮，但是冷皮它就是
The client want to add on like when they named their product。Actually back then there was different option. Originally it's besides cool skin, they have
cold
some
skin.
Like a cold skin.
Yeah.
But they kind of, it's because they kind of worry if they call it Liang Pi, maybe people will misunderstand it with the street food, but does it a good thing or bad thing? Then the clients think that if people Google or Baidu it's on the internet searching for food, if our name also jumped up, maybe it's also a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I understand.
They want to play the joke with the audience, with the consumer. is it a food or clothes?
Yes, I understand. Okay. Yeah. So Jiayi, I think you were saying before that when you made your presentation to Chris and the client team, it sounds like you went in with a very normal sort of presentation, PowerPoint, yeah, and the storyboard?
Just draw some sketch and make some storyboard and then present to them.
And did you present a script as well?
Yeah, present script.
可以说中文，你想说什么？
就是提脚本呀。
I mean, the process is nothing special. It's we
like this.
we do storyboarding.
Draw some picture.
So you think out the whole commercial already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
And how did you know that this idea was the right idea?
没有，我们当时提了三路 idea， 三个 idea。第一个是还是想要把他们往比较时尚的方向做的，
嗯，
然后第二个方向是想要把那个明星做成一个植树人，就是在烈日下种树的人。第三个才是玩这个凉皮的 nickname， 所以我们其实是有 try 了三个方向给客户的。
Okay, actually, you know, usually agency when we present idea, we cannot just bring one idea like a band, right? Liang Pi actually is the third option. We have the first option. We want to go the kind of different direction. Is we want to go the fashion style because we are selling it's clothing, right? So we try the fashion direction. We try the second direction is we use the celebrity to play a role like he's planning tree.
Yeah.
Because tree bring shadow, make people cool down in the desert. So the story also happening in the desert is about celebrity like planting a lot of trees. I guess it's also a comedy, right?
Yeah,
it's also a comedy. So
comedy with 公益.
And then the third idea is in
it's playing with the name.
I understand. And so then, Chris, if I can ask you, so the agency comes to you with this idea in a storyboard form, and they've got frames already drawn out, and it sounds like there's a script. How do you, Chris? How do you know that this is the right idea?
啊，问我呢，是吧？
对，就是我们带来了那个
提了
案，你怎么知道这个是正确的？这个是好的 idea， 怎么挑中这个？
你当时不选两个吗
？OK， 我尽力说英文，那实在是不行，可能得麻烦这位怎么称呼来着？
Hasty。
OK， 好，那个我先就是Firstly, our point is so clear, how to build the symbol as quick as possible. 所以说回到这个，
要不你的英文
啊，算了，我还是说英文。
等会儿，你说中文吧。
啊，我说中文吧，说中文吧。就是对，其实我们的目标其实很清晰的，就是迅速的建立符号认知，没有别的，就这个目标。然后基于这个的话呢，那几个方案里面其实可能第三个是最有机会，用广告行业的话说就破圈的，它是最有机会破圈的。第一方面就是说不止王一博一个人演，这是第一个。第二个的话呢，第一个就是王一博加上一个老戏骨，可能蛮有化学火花的啊，这是第一个。第二个呢就是名字的梗其实是大众接受度最高。
好像现在这一步应该还没聊到那个，还没出现那个老戏骨的那一部分，现在还是就是为什么选择，因为你们提 idea 的时候应该还没到有老戏骨这个吧。
有，我记得第一次提案的时候就有
都有是吧？ OK，
对，到时候有可能会老戏骨啥的，然后我觉得这个是有化学化的。然后最重要的选择那个方案的原因是因为其他的都在想象之内，然后第三个是有点出乎意料的，然后是应该是能破圈的，以非常简单直接的方式去玩品牌的名字。其实你记一个品牌，有时候到最后你就记一个名字。对，这是第二个原因。第三个就是因为防晒和凉快同时要讲蛮难的，然后其实某种意义上来说，前面两个可能会让观众有点比较偏防晒一点。他会看到夏天啦、阳光啊这些联想， 但是实际上来说，第三个可能更直接的 call 到量这个事情，这个是、
okay.
对，其实它是回到了本质，回到了产品本身。
OK，
它的方案更接近产品吧，可以这么说。
OK， try to explain. So that Chris mentioned three reasons why he choose, this option three. The first one is I think Nana Ying always want to establish their new product with a symbolic meaning. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want people, audience, they want consumer immediately remember their new product. So with this kind of controversial naming, definitely playing with this naming definitely will make people immediately remember who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So second, actually I think Jiayi missed something. For the last question is when she present the idea, it's not just a storytelling idea. She also presented it with no, we are not just going playing with the celebrity, the young celebrity, because in the presentation she also brought up we want another person to interact with this celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So we find a very famous, like a very famous old director, senior director, veteran director, actor, play
mm-hmm.
with the young uprising celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So that will create a talkability. So I think that's the second reason Chris mm-hmm. like this talkability.
Mm-hmm.
Or create buzz. The third, choosing the name, quite similar like the first answer is he assumed after watching this video, consumer will immediately get the impression of cool down. The technology will immediately cool me down.
Understand.
Because it's already in the name, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's what he wants. So that's the reason Chris liked the third option.
Okay. And Chris, if I can ask you one more question on that, how was everyone else in your organization? Was everyone else happy with the idea? Did you have to convince anyone else?
Chris, 大家都别的部门的都喜欢吗？还是因为你是创意部的？还
是你为我们争取？
对，你说为我们争取，还是别人大家都喜欢？
首先肯定是我们大家那个内部共同达成一致的一个共识。这个是一个，而另外呢，其实当时有在方案一和方案三之间进行过一个小投票的，然后最后呢，其实无非你考虑的就是一个哪个方案离目标更近的，然后最后呢，就是我们统一的结论就是达成一致共识，方案三，对，就是内部的话呢，肯定是包括其实都会有一些，也会担心说那个，方案一虽然比较 normal， 但是是不是可能更好用？
嗯，
媒介投放啦一些东西，但我们觉得说方案三可能是，更接近我们去做一个 campaign 的初衷的。然后我们整个，因为我们整个团队还是比较偏要出其不意一点的。整个无论是做产品还是怎么样，我们整个 Banana Inc 还是比较偏想要打破常规一些，所以方案三会更符合我们整体的我们的作风吧。
帮我理解一下，那个第一路 fashion 的比较容易。投放是指，
第一个就是美美的、帅帅的，
okay.
就是，
对，但他没有个性，所以就是也，
okay.
对，其实是我们最后选择的方案三，我们内部有进行小投票，
okay.
但是基本上最后倾向于方案三，对
，OK，I got the answer， Richard， actually we struggled at the beginning we struggled with two direction is direction A fashion direction。And the direction three, the nickname, the playing with the name, and like we even I mean Chris they even vote for it, which one will succeed.
Wow.
Yeah, because the struggle is they thought, because we have a celebrity, he's a good looking guy. So going fashion direction, I mean, teenagers, young people, they also like this kind of stuff, right? It's all individual make him look handsome. It's cool. People also like it. But they, when they vote, they want to, after discussion, they want to do something brave, do something different just. So they finally made decision, the playing with the name, yes, they choose that one.
Fantastic. It's difficult when in that situation, when for a client team, when it comes down to a vote, you're voting for one or the other. It's very difficult for the outcome of that to be a brave idea, because often when clients are voting on two different ideas, they tend to go for a safer one, not a brave one. So it's a fantastic result by the client team to choose a brave idea, I think, in this case. Mm. So you've chosen this brave idea, and then back to Jiayi, you then have to take this brave idea and you have to produce it. What was the production journey like in terms of actually shooting and you know, editing and putting it all together? How difficult was that?
其实这个创意一开始想的就是想把它放在一个武侠的环境，就是像有一部王家卫的电影像《东邪西毒》这个样子。
嗯，
所以我们当时正好艺人呢，他也说他也在甘肃，我们其实想要在大漠拍摄。Sorry。我们其实当时是想要在一个广袤的大漠里拍摄，但后来是因为艺人的工作的原因，没有办法，他只能在棚拍。所以我们其实制作上最大的困难就是把原来想象当中大漠的那个场景，要把它整个搬到那个摄影棚。其实这个后来，然后我们就是去找了美术上都很好的导演王立明，然后包括那个摄影师也找得很好。小金，然后在棚里面给我们打造出这样子一个场景，这个是第一个，还是你先讲完这个第一个好了
？OK， talking about the how to bring the idea into life. Actually, Jiayi said when she entered the production process, there was a movie inspired him.Inspired her. It's from a famous Chinese director called a Hong Kong director called Wong Kai-wei. Probably
heard. Yeah,
yeah. Can you search? What's the name? It's a martial art movie from Wong Kai-wei. Let's Google the name.
He's very famous.
Any of his movie?
Yes, yes, yes.
That movie also happened in the desert.
The
atmosphere. She wants that atmosphere.
Ashes of Time.
Ashes of Time.
Okay, yeah. I know.
Yeah, true. So she wanted that atmosphere from that movie, the desert martial artist feeling. That.
但是艺人只能棚拍。
But the challenge things is that movie shot in a real set. But the celebrity, he cannot shoot the real set. He only accepted shooting in a studio. So that I think production wise, that's the challenge things. You know, quite different feeling shooting studio to imitate the real setting effect.
这个是一个。
That's the first challenge.
嗯。还有一个就是在我们的脚本当中就是有一个老戏骨，关于这个老戏骨的人员我们也是来来回回选了好多，因为有些人他不愿意来演，或者是有些人他没有空，最后我们 其实跟客户争取了好久好久，包括让客户其实又拨出了一笔不算小的预算，然后再去请到这个老戏骨。
Okay, the second challenge is, remember when Jai presented the idea, it's not just about the story. He wanted to also bring in an older, senior actor, which also, at least the people know him. So choosing, bringing another actor is kind of, you need to add an extra budget from Chris' side. So that's another challenge. And also, who is going to be the famous old actor?
Choosing the right talent.
Talent is also a challenge. Because we don't have a lot of budget for the extra actor, right? It's not going to be a huge budget, same as the young guys. So you have limited budget, but you also need to choose a guy. Yeah.
Okay. And how long was the production process?
花了多久？
我记得提案是12月，但上线是不是3月份上的？
3 months, 4.
4月份对吧？
The whole
four months.
Yeah, it took us 4 months to produce it.
Yeah, 过年，然后对，砍掉3月5号拍的嘛，3月5号拍的，他们12月，其实也就两个多月。
3 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
And was the
Chinese New Year is in between. I mean, when they say 3 months or 4 months, it's including the holiday during Chinese New Year.
I understand. And was anything through the process of production, did COVID make it any more difficult?
疫情影响吗？
我们非常幸运在疫情前拍了，然后我们回到上海，上海就一天比一天紧，然后上海就隔离了。
这是在这期，
就是我们是去西安拍的，
这 lockdown 之前是吧？
对，
正好 lockdown。Oh, yes, luckily we shoot it right before the Omicron B2 lockdown. So we finished that before the before this round of pandemic.
Okay, I understand.And so then, Chris, if I can ask, so the campaign has now gone live. What is the reaction in the market to the campaign?
市场的反响怎么样 ？Chris，
问我了。
对，市场反响
怎样？
第一个呢，就是大家因为首先王一博这个，我们先说 campaign 的这个campaign 本身好了。这个的话，因为王一博本身他是一个顶流，然后的话，对，因为王一博本身是顶流，然后你带来的，再加上你有这个梗在，其实他的粉丝玩的挺嗨的，我这么说吧，粉丝玩的特别嗨，这第一个。第二个呢，就是我们的销量上就已经快断货了，我不知道这个怎么说，但是真的就是销量上是超乎我们预计的，真的是，这说实话，销量上超乎我们预计的。
Okay. First of all the Ibo's fans, I mean Ibo's the young guy, the young talent fans, they love it. They play with the, they editing the clip, they editing their own version of clips, they play with our video, they love it, they desperately.Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So secondly, product wise, we
sell out.
Yeah, we sell out all the product.
Wow, fantastic. So that means Chris, you didn't produce enough product. You have to produce more.
产品不够，说 是因为我们产品不够。
不是产品不够，是不是卖的非常快，超过我们的速度？产品够肯定是你要补货、要翻单，这些都正常。只是说它卖的超乎我们的预期吧，它的速度、它的售罄率是超乎我们的预期。我不知道售罄率怎么讲，但是它的售出速度，售出速度是非常快。
Okay, yeah, true, it's unpredictable. So we didn't prepare enough product.
对，超乎我们预期的卖的。 真的说说实话，你六幺八还没来呢，然后就，对，就特别特别好。
赶紧，我也想买。
嗯，
买，快。
We sell them all out even before the I mean Chinese version of Black Friday, even before that, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
还有一个小的，就是我们这次非常幸运，也不知道就是一种撞运气吧，就是我们请的老戏骨叫做佩奇。然后王一博他有外号叫小猪，就合起来就是粉丝就说他们是小猪佩奇的一个 CP 组合、
okay.
一个男团出道，所以也给粉丝加了很多乐趣。
OK, that's that's another thing is we didn't plan that because before we come up with the idea we don't know that the older the veteran actor have a also have a nickname called a piggy.
没有。
And 一博，
不是不是，他叫佩奇，佩奇就是老演员。
对，我要解释啊。OK, sorry, say it again. So the young actor 一博among his fans, he have a nickname called a piggy.
Yeah.
It's a tiny piggy, so it's fans like call him tiny piggy. But the actor.His real name is called Pei Qi. It's quite similar, also a pun to Piggy. So they themselves, they play with this idea. They say they are new boy band. It's Piggy with Piggy. So they play with this name.
So it's like senior Piggy and little Piggy.
Yeah, veteran Piggy and a newcomer Piggy.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so final question to both.Jai and to Chris, in terms of a campaign process for both of you, maybe if I start with Chris, I guess, what were your sort of key learnings in this campaign?
Chris, 就是那个这个过程当中，你的 learning 是什么？有学到什么东西？收获什么经验吧？收获什么经验？
我要说没有学到该怎么办。
Chris says
no learning from Chris side.
Other than to produce more product, the no learning.
我觉得就是有挑战吧。所以说实话，有一说一，因为都是明星，然后他一天的八个小时拍摄是非常满，时间是非常有限的。然后在这个时间有限的时间里面。要完成的任务其实不只是 TVC, 还有 KV, 还有、
ID,
对 ID, 种草视频这些东西，就是它是整一个的东西，所以整个拍摄的任务本身是非常艰巨的，这是第一个。第二个就是刚嘉怡老师讲到的棚拍然后远程，其实在当时其实都带来蛮大的困难的，所以我觉得基于这个的话就是整个过程比较有挑战性，这个是蛮难的。其实
你说远程是你们是
就是远程
没有，
对，因为当时有一个很特殊的情况，就是深圳被封控了。
OK,
对，当时上海还没被封控，可是深圳被封控了。然后我们基本上都是在线联系啦，然后有一些本来要去片场的人其实去不了的。然后
不是你去了吗？
我去了。
哦，所以你的 team 里面有些没去的吧？
对，然后我跟你，但我不知道这个能不能，就是。我当时是，我从深圳溜到广州，从广州溜到西安去。
我们完全不知道你。
就是我们是因为你当时如果直接从深圳飞西安的话是不能飞的，是有风险，有可能在西安机场就被拦下来，所以我是从广州机场飞的。我是先搭车到广州。
不好意思，打断一下，这个他好像这个不是在问
learning,
他在问学到了
什么？
我觉得前面那个克服挑战算是回答这个问题。
学到、还好吧，没有学到什么吧，就是真的就是这种经验吧，我就躺经验了，就是。
OK, 那我就把前面那个八小时要拍这么多的 ，OK, yeah, I do learn something. Let me explain from Chris' side. I think the shooting celebrity always not easy because the given time from the celebrity side is only 8 hours. Within 8 hours, we need to shoot the 3 episodes.Of video, how long is each video? Maybe
about 2 minutes.
Every
two or 3 minutes.
Yeah, each episode is around two to three minutes. So we have three video to shoot. So we have a couple of key visual. We also have ID video to record to interact with the fans, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of tons of things to do within 8 hours. How to manage shooting celebrity with limited time is the main learning from this project, from Chris.
Yeah, yeah. And Jiayi, from the agency side, any key learnings?
Yeah. 我自己觉得学到的其实也是我又验证，就是说永远不要怕去提一些比较过的东西给客户，因为之前做，其实之前合作交内也是，其实有很多好的 idea 最后因为艺人的关系其实最后也没有能够被做出来，但是我觉得你下一次提的时候还是要很勇敢的去提一些稍微过一点稍微勇敢一点的东西，因为说不定就能够被做出来的。
你指的是那个艺人的 idea 特别是吧？
对，而且在这个过程当中我觉得也不要去担心向客户要求，比如说我想要再加一个明星啊，我想要再怎么样的执行啊，我觉得还是就是做创意就是还是要更过分一点。
嗯 OK, let me think about it, how to explain.
He is translating.
That's very challenging for me. Jai's learning is, she said it's proof again, his theory always choose the brave way when presenting idea. Even it's a celebrity brief, usually brief with celebrity, the brand and the client and everybody, the agent from the celebrity, they always choose the safest option, right? So even though as a creative, you should not shy to present the brave idea, always go to brave one. Yeah, that's the, can we call it a learning or prove his prove her own theory?
I think it's
and it's also very... ask, don't shy to ask a client for more money. If you have if you think your idea, you're quite confident with your idea, don't shy to ask money. Money is not dirty words.
True. Because often it takes a little bit more money to make a brave idea a great commercial at the end of the day.
Yeah, and lucky client is so supportive.
I mean, it's extremely, extremely distinctive campaign. And I think what will be interesting for you, I hope for both of you, is that I will imagine that the campaign will do well in creative awards, but I think it will also do well in effectiveness awards as well. So and that is not often that you see a campaign that can do both. So I think to Chris and the client team and to Jai and the agency team, it's a fantastic result. It's got so many layers as a piece of work, and all of the double meanings and the amazing talent, the two actors and the way that they work together and the setting. And the way that the story unfolds, it's a really, really fantastic piece of work. And it's a pleasure to get the chance to talk to you about it. So
you. Sounds you are describing a cocktail.
Well, that's why we in this interview, we only focus on the best work, because it's so hard to produce work of this quality, and when we get the chance to see it, we really enjoy the chance to talk to the people who were responsible for making it happen. And it always takes a great client and a great agency working together well. So many congratulations to both parties. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you and to listen to the story behind this work. I'd just like to say thank you to Chris from Banana Inn. Chris, thanks so much for your time and your inputs on the discussion today. Thank you.
聊完了是吧？
Yeah. 对，就谢谢你。
It's finished.
And, yeah, we're finishing. We're just finishing now. And Jia Yi, thank you again so much for all of your inputs on the discussion today as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
So that's Richard Bleasdale signing off from this episode of Campaign Asia Creation Stories. You can always find us online at campaignasia.com/creationstories. You'll find us on YouTube, on the Campaign Asia YouTube channel. Yes. And you'll also be able to find us on all your normal podcasting channels. There's lots of episodes there. I think this one, without a doubt, from China is one of the best ones. Amazing piece of work. A really fantastic partnership between the client team and the agency team. A huge amount of humor, a really fantastic result. So please enjoy it and look out for us again shortly on a new episode of Campaign Asia Creation Stories.